My name is Saqlin Mushtaq. I'm from India. I'm a store manager by profession. Can I present fake papers for the job that I'm applying? I'm applying for a job of IT and I do not have any qualifications for this job. So can I present fake papers in order to apply for this job? Making fake documents or fake papers in order to apply for a particular job, it is against the teachings of Islam. It is haram. So for example, if a person is applying for a job related to IT information technology and he does not have the qualifications, so he makes fake documents. For example, he makes a document saying that he has done bachelor's in IT or master's in IT or diploma in IT, and then he presents this for the job. This is totally haram. Abulawd Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Man ghashshana falaysa minna." Whosoever cheats is not among us. So cheating, lying, deceiving, these are against the teachings of Islam. So we should see to it that we do not present these fake papers or fake documents. Whatever qualification you have, you present it. And tell the interviewer that you will give your best if you are appointed for this particular company. But you should not present fake papers and fake documents. And we see, unfortunately, this is very common. People, they present fake papers, fake documents. Certain people, in order to achieve or to get a degree, they, many a times, they pay the examiner. For example, a person, he appears for a medical examination and he knows that he is going to fail. So he pays the examiner so the examiner passes him. Many people, they pay an individual in order to sit in their place for the examination. This is haram and this is against the teachings of Islam. Imagine a person who is not a qualified doctor and he pays someone, or he pays the examiner so that the examiner passes him in the examination, and when he is later on sitting in his clinic and there is a patient who comes to him and this is a critical situation, and rather than saving this patient, he ends up killing this patient or taking the life of this patient because he's not qualified. He does not have the right qualification. He does not know how to take care of the situation. Imagine a person who is an engineer and he is involved in construction and he does not know the basics regarding construction. And because of his lack of knowledge, when the building is built, after a few days, it collapses. So that's the reason. When Islam tells us that we should not cheat, we should not lie, we should not deceive, it is for our benefit. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that something it is haram, it is for our benefit. So that we live in the society in a peaceful way. And so that the society, it will be a better place to live in. So we Muslims should know what is haram, what is halal, and we should live our life as per the Islamic Sharia. And if we do so, we will find success in this life as well as in the hereafter.